Okay, good evening all. So we've been discussing in our preparations for Shabbos, and one of the important ways to prepare for Shabbos, as we noted last night, is that one sincerely might have the obligation, or the, at least the custom, to bake chalos for Shabbos. So he says as follows, Minhag Yisrael la'afos bebatem lachamim lechvot Shabbos. There's a custom that one should do their best to bake challah for Shabbos. Why? Bechdei shetekayim ha'isha mitzvah safrashas challah. This has nothing to do, in theory, at first glance, as we'll see, has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's just because there's an idea. It's nice to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, of separating the challah from the dough, at least once a week. So we say, make sure you bake challah. Obviously, we'll see how much you have to bake, but you should make the minimum amount for the shear to take challah, and so once you do it, so that they can take challah from the dough. Key, why? What is this really all about? So nothing to do with challah, actually, but Adam HaRishon Nivra Be'erev Shabbos. Adam HaRishon, we know he was created on Erev Shabbos, he was created on Friday. V'hu hayah chalaso shalom, and he was considered like the challah, kind of like the dough, the bread of the earth. V'ha'isha becheta ibarato, and because of the woman's sin, because of Chava's sin, that challah was lost. V'lachein srichahi letakein davar zayin. Some way, the Chav is sort of viewed as the paradigm of the destruction of Chala, because she sort of was the downfall of Adam at the beginning of creation, and therefore we say women in general should try every single Erev Shabbos to do Hafrashas Chala, to sort of be mataking the sin that Chava did so many years ago. There are also those who explain that this is actually a custom related to back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to bake the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread that they used to have, these 12 beautiful loaves of bread in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe this is related to that, because that baking used to take place on Erev Shabbos. And just so that you don't think that this is some sort of far-fetched idea, this is actually brought down the halacha in the Ramah, the Ashkenazic posek for us. And so he essentially says that one is should do their best to make sure they're baking challah before Shabbos. And then he says, Ra'oi le'isha le'islamid hetev la'afos chalos yafos karoi lechvot Shabbos. One should make sure that the chalos are very beautiful, not just regular challah, beautiful chalos. And yesh le'shtadel achar kemach yafeh lechvot Shabbos. Don't just go buy the generic brand of flour, go buy the nice flour. I don't really know what any of this means. Buy flour, I'm sure it'll be great. And yesh no'agim le'lush ha'chalos b'shuman. He quotes this custom that we don't follow nowadays, but there was evidently a custom back in the day to knead the dough with a certain kind of fat or whatever. We don't do that nowadays, though. And he says, L'charchila t'dakdek l'afusan b'erev Shabbos. So you say, fine, you know what? My Fridays are very busy. Maybe I should be able to do the chalos whenever I want. Let me do it on a Tuesday night. It's only about doing it once a week. So he says, no. Ideally, as we've seen so far, all of the preparations for Shabbos are meant to take place Erev Shabbos, ideally. And therefore, if you're able to, you should really be baking them on Erev Shabbos. Kivan she'achit shel Chava ha'isav Erev Shabbos. Because Chava did her sin on Friday, so we have to try to be mataki in the sin with Hafrashas Challah on Friday as well. But then he says, Be'ofan shekashe la'afosan be'erev Shabbos, k'gnon b'yama makatsarim. Let's say in the winter months when Shabbos starts at 4 o'clock, it's almost impossible to be able to prepare for Shabbos. And as we saw previously, if you're going to go shopping 6 times, the gourmet glot, back and forth, which may be an ideal to try to make different stops to go to the grocery store. If you're going to be doing all these things, it's almost impossible to then say, I have time to bake the challos, so you're able to do it. Some people say you could do it on Thursday night, which is technically Friday on the Jewish calendar. And then he says, Obiyom Chamishi, or even Thursday day is also okay. But then he says, let's say it's really impossible. You tried every single option, Friday baking, Thursday night baking, Thursday day baking, and you just don't have the time. It's not working out. It's just impossible. He says, Imlo Nafu Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say you just couldn't bake on Erev Shabbos. Tov L'Hachem HaChalos Be'erev Shabbos. Samach L'Chanisus HaShabbos. Most people, a lot of people have the custom to sort of heat up their challah on Erev Shabbos, and many people just think that this is something that you do because it tastes better usually when you have heated up bread. He says, no, if someone is not able to make their challahs on Erev Shabbos, still you should take your nice Zucker Baker's challah, you should take your nice Zamek's challah, and put it on the hot plate or put it in the oven for just a few minutes, let it get warm. Shayu chan v'teri, which he says, fresh. It should taste fresh. Kimoshin afeh achshav. It should taste like it was just baked now, just came straight out of the oven, because again, even if you can't do the actual baking of the challah and do the hafrashas challah, let's remember, what is this all about at the end of the day? These are nice mystical connections to Chava. This is all about honoring and enjoying Shabbos. And if you want to honor and enjoy Shabbos, the best way, so you have to make the challah the most delicious, even if you couldn't bake it yourself. And that means you should heat it up so it tastes the most ideal. Sorry? To what? To heat it up? He quotes it... He just quotes it as one of the customs. He doesn't actually give a source. Yeah. Okay, but that's what he says. And so we'll continue. There are many more halachos and many more menhagim as they apply to baking challah on Erev Shabbos. But for now, we will stop right here and conclude with the rabbi.